It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, wild rice used to be a common sight in the Green Bay Area, providing a habitat for fish and food for migrating birds. We'll find out about a project this week that's bringing rice back to the water.
First, a number of doctors, dentists, and nurses in Wisconsin are under investigation. A report by the state's Controlled Substances Board revealed high rates of opioid prescriptions for their patients.
The board has been tracking prescription rates for opioids and other drugs since 2013. Its prescription drug monitoring program has been working in the midst of a growing epidemic of opioid-related deaths in Wisconsin and around the country.
David Wahlberg is a health and medicine reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. He's been covering this story. David, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, it's good to be with you.
Can you talk to us about this group, the Controlled Substances Board? What is it and what do they do?
Yeah, it's a 9-member board, and three of them are Administrative folks, attorney general representative, and people from the departments of health services and agriculture. And then the other members are from some of the medical boards like dentistry and medical and pharmacy boards. And basically they oversee the prescribing of controlled substances in the state.
And they've been tracking these prescriptions, opioids in particular, for 5 years now. Where do these numbers come from? How do they get these numbers?
Yeah, so the prescription drug monitoring program started in 2013, and since that time, all pharmacies around the state and other places that dispense prescription drugs have had to report controlled substances to the board. So if you go to a pharmacy, they'll ask for your license, and you have to kind of fill out some information, and they track who is collecting those drugs around the state. And so they've basically produced reports, quarterly reports, tracking some of the trends from the dispensing.
And last week, the Controlled Substances Board referred, as we were saying, some medical professionals for investigation because of the amount of opioids that they'd prescribed. Can you talk about what kind of numbers we're talking about and what leads the board to make this recommendation?
Yeah, well, basically they say they can refer some of the data they collect to professional license boards if, quote, circumstances indicate suspicious or critically dangerous conduct. So they apparently thought that that might be the case with some of these top prescribers. They basically referred 7 doctors, 4 dentists, and 4 advanced practice nurses who had prescribed the most opioids among those professions, and then a dozen other dentists were kind of referred for a related reason.
And who does this investigation?
So basically the boards that represent those professions, so the dentistry board, the medical board, and the nursing board, referred these licensees to the state Department of Safety and Professional Services to be investigated. And the medical board folks, the doctors, are officially under investigation already. The nurses and the dentists are basically pending a screening process there by their boards to see if they will be officially under investigation by the state.
Talking to David Wahlberg, health and medicine reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, about these referrals for investigation for some healthcare providers around the state believed to be prescribing a lot of opioid medications. David, we don't know the particular circumstances here. Hypothetically, it could be that one of these healthcare providers might specialize in dealing with people with chronic pain or severe pain situations. Hypothetically, there could be a reason, a valid reason, for all these prescriptions. Is that a possibility?
That is true. Yeah, the context is everything. So while one of the doctors apparently had roughly 1,200 prescriptions a month and about 100,000 doses of opioids per month, right, if that person runs a really busy pain clinic, that would mean something different than if it was somebody at sort of a small general medicine clinic.
There's a wider effort to try to bring down the number of opioid prescriptions in the state. What kind of trends have we seen over the last couple of years?
Yeah, so it's been a general reduction in opioid prescribing, at least since the beginning of 2015. Basically, if you look at this year from January through the end of September, we've had about 2.7 million opioid prescriptions. If you compare that to the same period 3 years ago in 2015, we're down about 28% since then.
What do we know about the opioid epidemic and what's happening in terms of addictions and fatalities related to these opioid drugs?
Yeah, so even though the amount of prescribing of opioids has been going down steadily, the deaths, at least so far in Wisconsin, have continued to go up. There were 883 opioid overdose deaths in the state last year, and that was a record. We don't know what the numbers are yet this year, and there are some indications around the country that at least the increase in deaths seems to be leveling off. So it'll be interesting to see if that is the case in Wisconsin this year.
Of course, the prescription opioid medications are just part of the story. Many of those opioid overdose deaths could be from illegally obtained medications or illegally produced and distributed drugs, illegal versions of fentanyl and others. So that's part of the reason that we might not see a correlation between prescriptions going down and fatalities.
Yes, and I think some addiction medicine doctors that I've talked to have said, you know, maybe part of the problem is that when they take patients off prescribed opioids, they aren't necessarily providing them with enough alternatives, and so that may be leading some people to turn to illicit drugs like heroin or the illegally produced fentanyl that you mentioned. So, there's sort of a move afoot to try to find other things for patients that can range from nerve blocks to other kinds of medication to over-the-counter pain medications to things like physical therapy and yoga.
That seems like a really critical point you've brought up there, David. And I've talked to addiction specialists. This is a very dangerous moment when someone goes off of their legal prescription if they're addicted to it. And as you say, that might be the moment they turn to illegal medications. Do you see, as you cover the story and you've been covering opioid-related issues for a while, do you see people really emphasizing that point you just made that people need additional treatment in that transition phase?
Yes, and I think that's related to maybe a stronger voice that's been raised by chronic pain patients. For example, there were some rallies in Wisconsin, including one in September in Madison, where people with chronic pain are basically saying, hey, you know, we need something to relieve our pain, and if you're not going to give us the level of opioids you used to, then we need something else. And I think doctors who are trying to abide by state and national recommendations back in 2016 to curb opioid prescriptions are now maybe trying harder to find alternatives for those kinds of patients.
And is part of the effort here to get the word out for doctors to maybe think twice before making that first opioid prescription, to look for different methods of pain treatment up front?
Yeah, that is one of the recommendations, to try something other than an opioid initially, or start people on a smaller dose initially. These are medications that can work well for pain, and many doctors remember working at a time about 20 years ago when they were really encouraged to view pain as a vital sign and treat for it. So I think they are doing that more, but it sort of takes some time to kind of make that cultural shift.
We'll leave it there for now. David, thanks for joining us today.
Sure, it's good to be with you.
That's David Wahlberg, health and medicine reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. He was with us to break down a new report on opioid prescriptions in the state from the Controlled Substances Board. That board has put some medical professionals under investigation because of their high rates of prescribing potentially addictive pain relief medications.